Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jim.
All right, Jim, you got some questions.
Baby, I have questions.
Yeah. Are you concerned about being not really?
No, I just want, because like we got taken into Schmidl's house yesterday, yeah. Right? He took us through what it's like to be with the uncle and his dad and himself, and we found out that it's a lap Thanksgiving. They all sit on the couch with the food in their lap and watch football.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And so, in my head, I didn't know where they were, what they were doing. You know?
Yeah, but like, do they have a dining room? Whatever.
Right. But here's what I do know. I think what I'm going to get them for Christmas is those, they're like little tray tables.
Oh, the TV trays.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. I think they need TV trays.
Okay.
Because it's a lap, you know, because like, oh.
That's very nice of you to think of that.
Yeah, so I think TV trays is where it's at for that family. All right, so let's go into yours.
Okay.
So it's you and your wife and your son.
Frog.
Right? And then is her sister coming?
Yes, as far as I know.
Okay. You don't know?
Well, I don't know who's invited,
already,
but I'm assuming.
See already.
I'm assuming. I don't. Well, I don't call. I get the guest list.
I know she told you.
No, nobody told me who's coming.
She has told you.
No, yep. I have no idea. I don't know if her dad's coming. I don't know if her sister's coming. I have no idea.
She said who's coming.
Guys, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Why are you questioning me on the Thanksgiving and asking me questions when I give you the answer and you don't even believe me?
Because have you met you?
I'm just saying. I don't know who all's going. I really don't.
Okay.
And I've not been told.
He's been told. Look at all of us looking at each other.
Next question.
All right. So you think maybe because you haven't been told that the
sister, I don't know. Yeah. Right, I'm assuming yes.
Okay. And then the mother-in-law.
Yes.
And then is there anybody else?
I don't know.
Nobody tells me.
I don't know. I have no idea. Could be her dad. You know, they're not together, but he's shown up at other things before.
Right.
I have no idea.
Okay, then who cooks the turkey?
Oh. I'm assuming her mother does.
Oh, she.
It's her house.
Right? I know, but.
So I'm assuming the guest or the person that lives there, being her mom, will probably cook the turkey.
See, my dad.
And I'm not even sure there's a turkey. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh.
I'm not even sure there's a turkey.
Wait, what?
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because when my dad would go to my grandma's house, my dad would always cook the turkey. Like, wherever we went, my dad was the guy that cooked the turkey.
Yeah, no.
Are you sure that you're not supposed to be cooking the turkey for them?
I'm positive.
Like, you show
that
up.
You find out?
No,
yeah.
No.
We had that happen one year. That's funny you say that because one year I remember that. My dad was going to make the fried turkey, right?
Yeah.
And then my brother-in-law was supposed to bring, like BJ, my brother-in-law was supposed to bring the baked turkey or whatever. He said nobody told him.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah. I get it. All I was told, I saw a text.
Okay.
And this was a few months ago. No, about a month ago, I guess. And it's like, okay, let's switch up tradition this year. Because normally I do all the cooking.
Yeah.
And it's hosted at my house. I got a text from her mother saying that this year we're going to switch it up. I'm taking care of everything.
Oh, okay? Wow.
And at that point.
Wipe your hands.
I wash my hands. Yeah. I'm
done. She's taking care of everything?
Everything.
Wow.
That's so
everything.
Much work.
As far as I know, no one's to bring anything.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
That was the text that I got, and that's the last I've heard.
You know what that tells me?
What?
She hated your food last year.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there's been a few people that have thrown up at my house over my cooking.
Wow, so but, it's game on for her.
Yeah. And so, we're going for a couple of hours or so, then back at home again, and then I am going to cook at my house on Friday, and my son's coming over.
Oh, okay.
You know, a lot of people are doing that. So my friend, he's doing the same thing, like, because they're divorced, and so he's having his kid, he has three or four kids, and they're having it on Friday.
Yeah. I talked to my sister yesterday. They're back in Nashville, right? And she had her son fly in from Washington, D.C. A couple of other people have come in, other family members, one from Wisconsin or whatnot. They had to cancel. Everybody's sick.
Oh, really?
Everybody got that virus that's going around.
Yeah.
And they're all sick, and they've canceled their gathering for tomorrow, and they're going to try Saturday if people are feeling better. Wow. So there are people that are having to cancel because of all these viruses going around.
I just feel sorry for all the families that are divided or whatever. Not divided, you know, divorced. Because, like, I know, like, my friend, she has to go to her mom's at noon. Is that you, too?
Typically. Yeah, that's mainly on Christmas.
Yeah. At noon, right? And now that you have a baby, it's even a bigger problem because you have to get the baby all together, all the crap together, try to figure out nap times in between scheduling this. They go and they have Thanksgiving at noon, and then they go home, put the baby down, whatever, blah, 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 and then go back for another Thanksgiving at 5.
And you got to pack clothes for the entire day.
And you got to worry about family that comes over that possibly doesn't like one of your other guests.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And so you got to reschedule that so that you don't have that conflict inside your house.
So hard.
Because it can be very, uncomfortable.
Right. And that's why I do like the parents that get divorced and are still friends, and they can all still get together for the kids, you know? But that does not happen that often.
No. like I said, I'm going to have my son come over on Friday, I think it is. Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to cook for that one.
And are you having turkey?
I'm having turkey.
Now
I'm having my Redbird Farms, baby.
And are you bacon, frying, what?
I put it in a roaster.
The roaster?
I have a roaster pan.
I still say, you guys, the best turkey I've ever had is fried.
I didn't like it.
I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
The deep fried. Yeah.
Plus, the deep fried scares the hell out of me.
Well, it
I see all those fires.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I don't know if I want to mess with this.
Yeah, but it should with you. But my dad had a big open gravel driveway. You know,
I'm not going to chance it. I'll burn down the neighborhood.
He wasn't in suburbia. So I think suburbia deep fried is a bad idea.
remember that condo I moved into? Yeah. That lady burned down the other building? I moved into a condo, and literally right across the way from me was another building, other condo. And there was this old lady. She was like 85 years old. And she was on the top floor, wooden deck, tried to deep fry turkey and burn the building down.
Yeah.
And she did it prior to them having water there for the water trucks from when the fire trucks showed up. So the fire trucks show up and they got no water. They just sit there and watch it burn.
Well, you can't put it on grease anyway.
Well, I'm just saying they could have burned. I mean, once the building caught on fire, you could put that out.
Understood.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway. Long story.
Long story.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.